This is the Indiana Soccer Network Around the State Daily Update. Here's your host, Dustin Fuller.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. It is August 24th, 2026. Nothing to talk about in the high school on the recap side right away. We do have some stat things that we will go through here in just a little while before we preview today's action for high school. But first, let's start with college men's soccer.
College men.
And we'll start in Bloomington, where the Indiana Hoosiers improved to 2-0 on the season, a 3-0 shutout win over the University of Evansville. Hoosiers broke through in the 34th minute when Charlie Hewer buried the opening goal after a Nolan Kinsella shot was saved. Indiana doubled that advantage in the 65th minute as Easton Bogard scored his second goal of the young season, assist credited to Josh Mayer and Oliver Muller Jensen. And then in the 85th minute, Oliver Muller Jensen put forth the final touch on a 3-0 victory, scoring his third goal of the season off an assist from Grant Paskus. Indiana outshot Evansville 14-6 in the matchup. The Hoosiers have also outscored their opponents 6-1 on the early season. In South Bend, Notre Dame and Northwestern played to a 1-1 draw. Freshman Michael Caprito provided the Fighting Irish goal in the 22nd minute, its first collegiate career goal. Senior Sean McDowell picked up the assist there. Notre Dame carried that 1-0 advantage deep into the second half before Northwestern found the equalizer in the 76th minute. Goalkeeper Blake Kelly finished with four saves for Notre Dame. They moved to 0-1-1 on the season. In Indianapolis, Butler University and Bradley finished in a scoreless 0-0 draw at the Selleck Bowl as neither side was able to break through. As Butler picked up its first result in the Ian Sarachan era. It was a big road win for St. Mary of the Woods as the Pomeroys went into Georgetown, Kentucky and blanked Georgetown College 1-0. Mark Valerama scored the match's lone goal in the 8th minute of action. St. Mary of the Woods made it stand for the remaining 82 minutes. Pomeroys were outshot 11-6. But every one of their six attempts was on goal. St. Mary of the Woods also recorded six saves in preserving the clean sheet. Pomeroy's now 1-0-1 after that 2-2 draw against Goshen. In South Bend, number 8 Notre Dame earned their first victory of the season in convincing fashion, shutting out Murray State 3-0. Lily Joseph opened the scoring from the penalty spot in the 36th minute, giving the Fighting Irish a 1-0 halftime advantage. Then freshman Kate Kimmerly took over. Kimmerly scored the first goal of her collegiate career in the 70th minute, assisted by Charlie Codd, making it 2-0. And 10 minutes later, Kimmerly struck again in the 80th minute, completing her first collegiate brace and giving Notre Dame a 3-0 final. Notre Dame dominated the match as well, with a 30-4 advantage in shots. Senior goalkeeper Jackie Holloman made two saves and earned her first shutout in her collegiate career. Kimberly finished the afternoon with two goals, while Joseph scored the third of her season. IU Indianapolis put together one of the best comebacks as the Jaguars fell behind 2-0 the first 15 minutes before battling back to a 2-2 draw. Keila Muldrow started the comeback in the 62nd minute, heading home her second goal of the season, following a Lindsay Castillo flick from an Ellie Blessinger free kick. And then the 72nd minute, Hannah Robertson headed home the equalizer off a cross from Castillo. IU Indy nearly completed the comeback in the 79th minute when Macy Sammons appeared to score the goalhead goal, but video reviewed ruled her offside. Castillo finished with two assists as Jaguars are now 0-2-1 on the season. In Fort Wayne, Purdue Fort Wayne and the University of Southern Indiana battled to a scoreless draw. Ball State suffered their first defeat on the road, falling to Western Kentucky 2-0. St. Mary of the Woods in women's soccer came up just short at Georgetown, falling 3-2. Lauren Gill provided a huge individual performance for the Pomeroys. Georgetown's Faith Burnside also scored in the action as she scored in the 3rd minute and the 22nd minute, building a 2-0 advantage for Georgetown. Gill answered for St. Mary of the Woods at the 30-minute mark, assisted by Malia Goins. Gill struck again at 61:20 on the clock, completing her brace and putting the Pomeroys even at 2. The tie lasted less than 4 minutes as Morgan Imhoff for Georgetown scored the eventual winner at 65:12, assisted by Burnside, giving Georgetown the 3-2 victory. And IU Northwest picked up an impressive road win, defeating Madonna University 2-1 in Livonia, Michigan. Victory improved the Redhawks to 2-0 on the young season. Moving on to women's professional soccer. Big professional match involved regional teams Saturday. Chicago Stars FC and Racing Louisville FC head-to-head. It was a 5-goal thriller as Chicago defeated Racing Louisville 3-2 at Martin Stadium. Chicago opened the scoring in the 35th minute as Jamise Joseph found a chance created by Mallory Swanson, giving Joseph her first goal of the season. Racing Louisville responded shortly after halftime. Taylor Flint scored in the 49th minute, bringing Louisville level at 1. Lauren Millett provided the assist. Chicago answered in the 62nd minute as Mallory Swanson scored off an assist from Michelle Alois, restoring the Stars' 1-goal advantage. It was Swanson's 35th career NWSL regular season goal. Racing wasn't finished. McKenna Morris struck in the 68th minute, tying the match at 2, but Chicago produced the winner in the 83rd minute. Julia Grosso scored off an assist from Nadia Gomes, giving the Stars a dramatic 3-2 victory. Chicago goalkeeper Katie Atkinson recorded 4 saves in the final. When we get back, we have a special feature as we head down to Vincennes as we review a program that had several years of great times, had some darkness in between, but right now is coming out of the darkness and into the light. We join head coach Noble Boger from the Alices in just a moment here on the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Are you looking for a career where every day is different? Illin Media is looking for an outgoing, motivated marketing representative to help local businesses grow through radio, digital marketing, social media, podcasts, and more. If you enjoy meeting with people, building relationships, and making a difference in your community, we want to hear from you. Email me, dustin.fuller@myillinmedia.com. If you've got sales or marketing experience, that's a plus, but we're willing to train you as well. Illin Media and Entertainment is an equal opportunity employer. Welcome back to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update on this Monday, August 24th. And with yesterday being Sunday, we did not have any high school soccer. And we have some things that we will recap for you here from high school soccer action from the past week, talking about the state leaders and whatnot. But I want to do something a little different that we haven't done yet. Is we're going to look around, see what stories we can develop and tell for you from around the state of Indiana in boys and girls soccer. And I've got one that's in my backyard in a sense, as Vincennes Lincoln Alices last season for the first time since 2012 won a sectional. And part of the change was someone that was a part of the past. Joining me now on the phone line is Noble Boger. Noble was a player for the Alices in the late 2000s and early 2010s, part of several sectional titles for the Alices as a player, and has come back to coach and delivered a sectional title last season. Coach, first off, let's step back in time and talk about your time as a player with the Alices.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me, Dustin. Playing Lincoln soccer and being a part of the program is and has always been something that's very special to me. I think being in the small town community that we are, representing your school means something distinctly. You know, we have players who have went on to play for colleges and things like that, but playing for your hometown school always means something truly special. And for me, when I was growing up, I remember being out at our field and seeing the bleachers just jam-packed on a Saturday, waiting to see some boys in green and white go to battle. And I'm thankful that now I get to come back and be on the coaching staff, lead the way for these boys here in 2026, and just give them that experience that I got to see growing up. Moving into Lincoln in 2008, I got to come into a team that had already won a couple sectionals in 2006 and 7. We were able to carry that on in 2011. And just to get to share that victory with the current players last season in 2025 was just so joyous. We went through a stretch of time where our program just didn't see a lot of success, and nothing on any of the coaches or the players then. I had been a coach for a singular season with Lincoln in 2016 and had a great group, but it just didn't fall our way. And sometimes you just get special classes, like from 2010 to 2012. And I have one of those classes now. We're just one of those groups of young men that are gifted, love the school, and want to represent it well.
I'm gonna throw some names out from back in the day. Kyle Richardville, Eric Ramirez, Carson Sandy. Just naming a few there. Diego and Pablo Vintimilla. Just a few from back when you were a player, part of that special group. And full disclosure, I used to be the public address voice for Lincoln Soccer back in the day as well. So I guess transitioning to now, last season, your first season back at the helm after several years away, and you deliver a sectional title and honestly had a chance at winning the regional semifinal against Heritage Hills. Just some things didn't bounce your way in that matchup.
Yeah, those hearing those names is just encouraging, and just takes me back to some really fond memories. And things that from the past that connect to now, back on those teams where Lincoln saw major success, we'd look around the field and see teammates, guys we played club and travel soccer with growing up, and there weren't weak spots on the field. We were all very capable players, and I'm thrilled because as we start this season, and I look at the group of boys that I have for this 26th season, it's the same way. I look around the field, I'm like, we don't have weak links on our field, on our roster. We have really capable players who are committed and want to win together. And fortunately, all my upperclassmen were able to experience that sectional success last year. Like you said, we had a hard-fought battle with the Heritage Hills team last year that we wish could have went our way. They were a good opponent, but I believe that, hey, we graduated 10 seniors out this past year, but we added in 12 freshmen this season. And I really feel like the group that we have from freshmen all the way through seniors is going to be really capable of some huge successes this season.
Also, I'm going to mention this as well. When you were a player the first couple of years while you were a player, it was still the old one-class system. You were in the transition phase where at the end you were playing in the two-class system. And this was before it went to a three-class system. So, I guess, tell us the difference between when it was a one-class system and kind of what it is now.
Yeah, my first 3 years of high school as a Lincoln soccer player, we did have that one-class singular system, and we were matched up with schools that were geographically just closer to us. But they did make for some fierce battles. I mean, we had a 2009 matchup with South Knox in a sectional championship that I believe ultimately went to PKs, and it was massively competitive. And then in 2011, my senior season, we made the switch to the two-class system, got switched up in sectional a little bit. We were still massively competitive that season. I think if the history books are reflected correctly, we were the highest scoring team in the state of Indiana in a singular season. We just had goals on goals on goals that year. We fell short to, I believe, the Terre Haute North side that always shows promise. But now our boys are matched up in 2A, and our sectional is jam-packed with tough opponents between Washington, Gibson Southern, Heritage Hills, Southridge, Princeton. There's no weak links in our sectional, but I really think our boys can have some real success in it as long as we play up to our capabilities and have that level of excellence we've set for ourselves.
I know when we were talking, there were some players that you were wanting to talk about that were on last year's roster and some that are on this year's roster that have made some of the changes accelerate the resurgence of Lincoln soccer. And before I touch what I feel might be the resurgence part, let's talk about some of those players.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we are so fortunate with the roster we have. We have a rather large roster for the size school we are. I think we have 27 players on our roster, and there's some really, really strong, capable players, some that have received recognition already in our preseason. We have three players leading the way in that, in David Ramirez, a senior, Quadson Thomas, a senior, and Harris Silva, who's a junior for us. And those three were just recognized in the Evansville Courier Press as some of the top 64 players to watch in Southwest Indiana. Now, those are players who lead the way for us in scoring and in goal contributions. But even beyond those three, I'm really excited because we have some very capable players. We have a junior in Jude Clark, who's one of our captains, scored our sectional winner last year against Gibson Southern. Jude is a center defensive mid for us, but is so capable on the ball, is very strong defensively. Doesn't get the goal scoring stats that maybe pick up the recognition that he deserves, but is so, so capable. We've got a back line with a number of notable players between Carson Hyden, a senior, and then juniors John Martin Bean and Grant Richardville, who I would put up against any of the back lines in our part of the state. Very, very capable players, and I'm excited to see the recognition for a lot of these boys that they deserve as we continue to play this year.
As you've come back, one thing I have seen in your time back compared to some years in the past, I felt there's been some culture change that has really sparked the resurgence as well.
Yeah, I think that is one of the most underrated parts of any program anywhere, is you can have on-the-field success, you can look at every tactic, and those are both so, so, so important. But without a good culture, I don't believe teams will succeed in the long term. When I was in high school here at Lincoln, I had Sean Soderling as one of my coaches. Coach Soderling is somebody who had a huge impact on me, showed me what it is to create a great culture and experience for players. And it's something I've got to carry into my coaching career. This will be my 13th season coaching competitive high school, middle school soccer. And for us, we were able to carry a mantra our team once had of "together we win," that no matter whether you're the senior who's got a 20 plus goal season ahead of them, or you're the freshman who is growing, developing, getting in spot minutes to cover a player's rotation, it's together. It's that the whole team contributes to a win and success. And I'm excited because that's a culture piece we've been able to impress on these young men. And I really think it's making a difference, because no matter how the season ultimately goes, that mantra still bears out, that whatever they're doing, they're aiming at, they're competing for together. And that's the mission. That's the goal. That's what we want to teach them.
And I know you're not coaching the girls squad per se, but when I was there yesterday, it felt like both teams are having the success all at the same time. In fact, girls won yesterday in eight. This is one that you can't make up. You're down 3-1. You come back from a 4-3 deficit. Oh, and your keeper gets red carded in the 12th minute. So you have to go to your backup keeper on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Coach Merrifield, our girls coach at Vincent's Lincoln, he's done a great job to come in and coach that team up, instruct those girls. He and I got to step into those head coaching roles together for the first time last season. And yeah, he's done a great job with them. Excited for them. One of the notable things about his program, my program, we're both with the boys and girls, is to see the carryover from generation to generation. I have players on our boys' side that had uncles and family who had played for Lincoln 20 years ago. And it's the same way on the girls' side. We've got players who their dads were players on our boys' side. And it's just such an incredible thing in small town, small school communities to see that, to see families stick with a program through decades.
Noble Boger joining us on the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update this week. Coach Boger, thank you for your time and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thanks so much, Dustin.
Always a pleasure and privilege to have guests join us on the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. As now we check the first week of action, go over some of the information that we have seen through Max Preps and some of the information that we have collected. According to Max Preps, there are three girls soccer players that are tied atop of the goal leaderboard. McKenna Lefebvre of White River Valley, as well as Amelia Romani of Lawrence Central and Hallie Peter of Evansville Christian are leading the state in goals. Overall, points, Romani is tied with Genesis Reyes of North Montgomery at 21. Reyes leads the assists category with 7 assists. And New Haven's Macy Mara is the state leader in saves, 50 saves so far on the young season for Mara. Moving on to the boys' soccer side, leaders in goals, according to Max Preps, is Rising Suns Westing Cumberworth. He's got 7 goals so far. Going through previous recaps, we have confirmed Lakewood Park Christians got a player named Parker with 7 goals on the season. Jason Correa Pinto has most points from Crystal House. He's got 16 points. Lucas Huerto from Castle is one of 3 statewide with 6 assists. Other players with 6 assists include Dario Huska from Crawfordsville and Quinn Brown from Evansville Memorial. Aiden Vathier from Union County has been the busiest goalkeeper on the boys' soccer side, 44 saves so far in the season. Time now for a look at what is going on the pitch today. We're going to start off with high school boys' soccer action. Victory Christian Academy at Heritage Christian. Plymouth is at LaPorte. Vincennes Lincoln travels to Bloomfield. Lowell at Counts. Switzerland County at Jackson Dell. South Ridge at Boonville. Frankfurt at Lebanon. Manchester at Norwell. Munster at Crown Point. Purdue Polytechnic at Indianapolis Crispus Attucks. Christian Academy of Indiana at Shaw Memorial. Lafayette Central Catholic at Lafayette Jefferson. Triton Central at Oldenburg Academy. Pine Central at Mount Vernon. Speedway at Southport. Traders Point Christian at International. Morgan Township at Hobart. Austin at Salem. Lawrenceburg visits Rising Sun. Marquette Catholic at Trinity Greenlawn. Connersville at Franklin County. Huntington North of Peru. Evansville Day School at Washington Catholic. Taylor at Tri-Central. Liberty Christian at LaPel. Indianapolis Lutheran at University. Marquette Catholic visits Trinity Academy. Mission Christian Academy at Horizon Christian. West Vigo travels to South Vermilion. Gibson Southerns at North Posey. Winnemac at Kankakee Valley. Southwestern of Hanover at South Ripley. Chesterton at Hanover Central. Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian at Heritage. Harrison at South Dearborn. Highland at Hammond Central. East Noble at Lakeland. Ben Davis at Indy Cathedral. Muncie Burris at Pendleton Heights. Edgewood at Sullivan. Marion at Columbia City. Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger at DeKalb. Merrillville at Anderson. Fort Wayne Northrop at Fort Wayne Northside. Heron at Heritage Christian. And Evansville Central travels to Jasper. On to the girls' side of things. Hammond Morton is at Washington Township. Gibson Southern at North Posey. Milan is at Southwestern of Hanover. Evansville Modern Day at Evansville Day School. Madison at South Ripley. Hauser at Greenwood Christian Academy. Franklin County at Rushville, Greensburg at Indian Creek, Peru at North Miami, Culver Community at Tippecanoe Valley, Indianapolis Cardinal Ritter at Bethesda Christian, Providence Cristo Rey at Indianapolis Cecina, Edgewood at Sullivan, Fort Wayne Snyder at Fort Wayne Bishop Lures, Lakewood Park Christian at Southern Wells, Eastern at Alexandria Monroe, Northview at Covington, Terre Haute South Vigo at Vincent Revay, Christian Academy of Indiana at Corydon Central, Greenwood at Whiteland, Trinity Lutheran at Austin, Heron at Beach Grove, New Haven at Huntington North, Seymour at Batesville, Harry Meridian at Mooresville, North Knox travels to West Vigo, Twin Lakes at Western, Greencastle at Crawfordsville, Heritage Christian at Triton Central, Franklin Community at Columbus North, Washington at Evansville Central, Bloomington South at Carmel, Decatur Central at Warren Central, Valpo at Portage, Columbia City at Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran, Lawrence Central at Southport, Pendleton Heights visits Lawrence North, Leo travels to Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian, Mount Vernon of Fortville at Greenfield Central, Plainfield at McCutcheon, South Bend Riley at Bremen, Mishawaka at Elkhart, Brownsburg at Harrison of West Lafayette, Westfield at Fishers, Northwood at Westview, Richmond at New Palestine, Ben Davis travels to Center Grove, Cathedral visits Avon, Franklin Central at Roncalli, and Danville travels to Martinsville. In college men's soccer, three matchups to talk about. Lindenwood is at IU Indianapolis, Manchester at Indiana Wesleyan, and Southern Indiana visits Northern Kentucky. As that's a preview of everything going on the pitch today, hopefully you have yourself a great Monday, and we will be recapping everything from today tomorrow morning here on the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Recap, plus preview a pretty busy Tuesday. Have a great Monday, everyone.
Join us Monday through Saturday for daily updates on what's going on throughout the state of Indiana on the pitch. This is Indiana Soccer Network.